That is to become one with the mother. She is the creator, she is the protector, and she who absorbs in the end all her creation, isn't it? So she is the one and the only refuge of the entire universe. That is actually the meaning of Mahalaya. From Mahalaya starts the Devi Paksha, you know. Pitru Paksha is over and Devi Paksha starts. During this Devi Paksha, each and every moment is so auspicious and very holy. Whatever you do, it will bring you immense blessings during this Devi Paksha. Usually, during this period, we recite Saptashati Chandi or Devi Mahatma. You know, in our country, Bharat, since time immemorial, there are two paths. There are two streams of thought, you know, in the spiritual world. One is Vaidic, other is Tantric. What are the basis, the basic scriptures of the Vaidic path? You all know it is the Vedas and Upanishads. What about Tantric? There are innumerable Tantric scriptures. But we can't read all the four Vedas and Upanishads. So to understand the Vaidic stream of thought, what is the best guidelines for us? It is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. It contains the very essence, the gist, Sara Sarvasva. We get it in Bhagavad Gita. In the same way, you know, all the Tantric scriptures, you know, the essence of them, you get in Saptashati Chandi or Devi Mahatma. Actually, Devi Mahatma is not an original scripture. It is a portion of Markandeya Purana. From 81 to 93 chapters, in these 13 chapters, you know, we get 700 mantras. That is why it is called as Saptashati. 700 mantras are there. So many times they perform Saptashati Homa, you remember? So reciting these 700 mantras, you know, they perform the Homas during this period. So, today we are going to know about the essence of this Chandi or Devi Mahatma. Just like Bhagavad Gita, you know, there is a background. In Bhagavad Gita, what is the background? The battle of Kurukshetra is there. Arjuna came with all valor, with all ambition to fight. But what happened? He even ordered Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sthapaya me ratam, where? In the midst of these two armies. Yes, Sri Krishna immediately obeyed and made him stand in between these big armies. And then, you know, the depression, the confusion which Arjuna suffered and all that, this is the background. But of course, as Sri Krishna proceeds with one after another, karma marga, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, dhyana yoga, sannyasa yoga. So as he began to bring about the entire philosophy of Vedic scriptures, we forgot the background at all, isn't it? We forgot there is a battlefield or any such thing. Here also in Chandi, you know, the same thing happens. There is a background. In Swarotisha Manvantara, there was a great king by name Surata. And he looked after his kingdom so well and looked after his praja, his people, just like his own children. He was such a great king, but unfortunately, enemies attacked his kingdom and he was utterly defeated. Not only defeated by his enemies, but his own people, you know, they drew him out of the kingdom. So he was driven out of his kingdom. He had to take refuge in a forest. So in one of the beautiful, peaceful ashrama of a great sage, Medas, he took refuge and he lived there. The ashram was very peaceful. Even the animals, you know, the ferocious animals, they have forgotten their nature. They all become so peaceful, so compassionate with each other. What beautiful atmosphere. Through this tapasya of Medas Rishi, you know, the entire atmosphere was vibrating with peace, with love, with sublime atmosphere. But poor Surata had no peace of mind at all. He was thinking of his kingdom. He was thinking of his big treasure, what all he has collected in his treasury. The new kings, you know, the new administration, are they looking after it properly? What about his subjects, you know? I was doing all these things. And the new administration, I don't know whether my people are suffering or whether they are happy. They must have forgotten this, like that, you know. Thinking innumerable things, he was feeling miserable. While wandering in the forest, you know, he met another who also had come and was staying there only. His name was Samadhi. He was a merchant by profession. He was a Vaishya. He was also in the same, sailing in the same sea. He was a very wealthy man, earned lot of money. He had a big family, his sons, grandchildren. But unfortunately, you know, he was driven out of his house by his own people. His own sons, even his own wife, they all cheated him and actually they drew him out of his property. And poor Samadhi was his name. He had to take refuge in that same forest only. He was also in the same condition as the king. And you know what happens? The family doesn't want us, but we don't want to leave the family. Isn't it? We will be thinking, oh, our grandchildren, what is happening to them? They are not looked after properly. As I used to look after them. Did they sleep well last night? Did they eat properly? Like that. Poor Samadhi was also feeling the same thing. When the king, you know, met him, he asked him, why you are looking so depressed? Why you are living so beautifully in such a beautiful ashram? They are looking after our comforts in every way. Why you are looking so sad? He narrated his story. You see, I have not heard any news about my people. I don't know whether my children are keeping well. I don't know whether my grandchildren are sleeping well, eating well, and what not. So I am feeling miserable. And the king became so surprised. What? They cheated you and they drove you out of your house, took away all your wealth, and you are feeling for them so much. And he says, what to do? I can't become rude and harsh towards them. I can't develop my mind in such a way. You see, he says, katam te kingnu sadvritta durvatta kingnu mehsuta. And like that, what to do now? Both of them, they came to the sage Medus. And he asked them, Raja, the king Surata, put this question. What was the question? Bhagavan, tvam aham prashtu michyami ekam vadasvatat. Dukkhaya yanme manasaha svachitta yatta tam vina. We want to ask you a question. What was the question? See, our mind is so perturbed. Mamatvam gata rajyasya rajyangesh vakilesh vapi janato api yatajnyasya kimetat munisattama. Why is it we were cheated by them, we were driven out by them, but still we are feeling so much for them? What is this? Why we are like this? What is this reason for this mamatva? Then the sage, narrates. He says, jnaninanapi chetanchi devi bhagavati hita bhaladakrishya mohaya mahamaya prayachati. She is called as Mahamaya. Jagat janani she is. Sa vidya parama mukta hetu bhuta sanatani sansara vanda hetuscha saiva sarveshwareshwari. If she wants, she can free you from everything, from all the bhava bandhana. But if she wants, she can also bind you with your samsara. She is so powerful, Such immense power she possesses. Then Raja says, Bhagavan, kahi sa devi, mahamayeti yang bhavan, braviti khatam utvannasa, karmasyascha kingtvija, yat prabhavata sa devi, yat swarupa, yat udvava, tas sarvam shrotum icchami tvatvo brahma vidamvara. Hey Bhagavan, please tell us, who is she? How she is born? How she manifests herself? We want to hear everything about her. We want to know about her. Please give us all the information. Thus, that is the background. Then the Muni, the great sage, Medas, narrates the entire Devi Mahatma. There are three chapters, Prathama Charitra, Madhyama Charitra, and Uttama Charitra. It is, you can even see in one of the Shweta Shetara Upanishad, they say that behind the entire universe, the power, they say, Jnana Bala Kriya Yata. That is the Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Ichha Shakti, and then Kriya Shakti. Shakti Sharupini, Jnana Shakti. Kriya-shakti, Ichha-shakti. So her three manifestations, you know, is explained in Chandi, in Devi Mahatma. In the first Charitra, Adhishtatri Devi is Mahakalika. That is Anandamayi, Anandarupini, Sat-Chit Ananda Swarupa, isn't it? You must know this tantric scriptures, you know, they have got another name, Agama, Agama Shastra. And Vedic scriptures have another name, Nigama Shastra. Agama and Nigama. They compile actually the entire range of our spiritual thoughts. Now what is the difference between Agama and Nigama? Nothing. Both the words, the same meaning, isn't it? Agama also, Nigama also. From where the entire knowledge comes. All knowledge comes from her. So that is the very origin, the source of everything. What is that source? Agama Shastra says, that is Mother, Mahamaya, Jagat Janani. She is the source, she is the creator, she is the sustainer, and she who absorbs everything in the end. What does Nigama Shastra say? Nigama Shastra says Parabrahman, Paramatman. So they, for them, it is Pitri Rupa. But Tantras believe in Mother. Origin is Mother. That is why this Chandi, this Mother power, Shakti Swarupini, Mahakita is the Adhishtatri Devi Pratama Chaitra. And this Madhyama Chaitra Mahakali, the Adhishtatri Devi. Mahakali is Ananda Rupa, and the second Mahalakshmi. In the Madhyama Charitra, Mahalakshmi is the Adhishtatri Devi. And in the Uttama Charitra, Mahasaraswati. Saraswati is Chidrupa, Mahalakshmi is Sadrupa, Mahakalika is Ananda Rupa. Sat-Chit Ananda Swarupini is Chandi Mahamaya. Chandi is that Mahamaya Jagat Janani. That is the manifestation of all the three gunas you can find in her. So she has got three manifestations, that is explained in Chandi. In the first, you know what happened? The creation was not yet started. Vishnu, he who protects the world, the manifestation of the protection, the sustainer, Palana Karta. Mahavishnu is actually sleeping. From his navel, you know, he has created the first Brahma, the creator. Brahma is planning for the creation. At that time it seems, here the story goes, there was some little dirt lingering in the ears of Vishnu, you know. From the dirt, you know, from the 2 ears, 2 asuras, daityas, they represent all the dirt, all the evil tendencies. They are the very manifestation of that. So those 2 came out and they could not see Mahavishnu, you know. They are so vast. So they saw Brahma sitting there. So they wanted to devour him. They wanted to kill him. Then Brahma, he knew to whom he will, because he will actually appeal. Vishnu is sleeping. So he remembered mother. So he prayed, the first prayer, you know, Tvang Swaha, Tvang Swada, Tvang Hivachatkaras Maratmika, Sudhatamakshare Nitte Tridha Matratmika Stita. This is called as Vishveshwari Stotra. Vishveshwarim Jagaddhatrim Stiti Sangharakarinim Nidram Bhagavatim Vishnu Rotulam Tejasa Prabhu. Why it is called as Nidra Rupini? Because Kali is Tamasi, no form. When you go to sleep, everything is dark there only, isn't it? That is why Mother Kali, it is darkish complexion. You cannot see the color. Everything is Andhakar there. It is dark completely. So Mother Kali, I told you the Adhishtatri Devi is Mahakalika. Brahma began to call her, Ma, you are the very personification, the source of all Swaha is, you know, all the pujas offered, when you offer to devatas, you know, the mantra will be Swaha. Sri Ramakrishnaya Swaha. But when you offer something to your Pitri Devatas, when you perform this Tarpana or Shraddha, you know, when you offer something to the Pitru Devatas, you know, then the mantra is Swadha. So he says, you are the power behind all these worship of the Devatas and worship offered to the Pitrus also. Everything, all the power is you. You are actually sleeping, not manifested. In that pranava mantra, Avoma, Adda Matra Stita Nitya, Yanucharya Visheshataha, Twameva Sandhya Savitri, Twang Devi Janani Para. So behind, when the Srishti, creation, is not yet manifested, then who was there? Mother was there, unmanifested. She was Twang Shri, Twam Ishwari, Tvam Ghim, Tvam Buddhir Bodha Lakshana. She is everything. She is Saumya. At the same time, she is Raudra also. So, Brahma appealed to her. What was his appeal? There were three requests. One is Prabodham. Prabodham cha Jagaswami Niyatam Achyuto Loghu. Please awaken. Awaken Vishnu. He has the capacity to fight with these asuras, whereas I don't have so much. So awaken him and delude these asuras. Not only that, you must inspire Vishnu to kill these demons. Unless you give, because Ichha Shakti is also she, you must delude these asuras, and also you must inspire Vishnu to fight with them. She fulfilled all his desires, and then Vishnu got up. Beautiful description is there, you know. Evam stuta tada devi tamasi tatra vedasa Vishnu prabodhanartaya niyatam madukaitava. And then Ma Kalika, she just removed herself from Vishnu. You know, he says, Netrasya Nasika Bahu Hrudaye Abhyastatorasa. When we get up from the sleep, you know, first of all, what do we do? We open the eyes, isn't it? So from first, she removed herself from his eyes, and then we begin to breathe a little heavily, isn't it? So, Nasika. So Brahma sees mother removing herself, going away, leaving Vishnu and removing herself from Vishnu. So he got up and they fought. He fought with these two demons, Madhu and Kaitava. And finally, because he was, in Puranas, you know, it is, I told you, Markandeya Purana, you know. In the Puranas, the duration of time is somewhat, it doesn't tally with us. He says, Pancha Sahasra, Sahasrani Varsha, Bahu Praharano Vibhu. 5,000 years, it seems, Vishnu fought with them. Anyhow, he fought for a long time. And only with his Bahu, with his arms only. Because these two asuras were deluded by mother, so they asked, Baba, you are very, very valiant, very heroic, full of strength. We are very highly pleased. You can ask a boon from us. See? How they were deluded by mother. Otherwise, can anyone ask his enemies with whom he is fighting? You ask a boon. And Vishnu said, yes. Tathastu, I want this boon. What is the boon? You too should be slain by me, be killed by me. Come, I want to kill both of you. Now these two have given the word, you know. Then they thought, all right, you can kill us where there is no water, because it is Kalarnava. Vishnu was actually laying down on this, on his servant, this Virat, the big snake, you know. Isn't it? Vasuki, so Adishesha, so he said, come on, no need of even asking for anything. He took both of them, kept them on his thigh, and immediately with the chakra he killed them. Now what do we know from here? It is through mother's power. Vishnu got up, and those two became deluded. They fought. They actually offered him a boon, and then they were killed. All this happened because of Mother Kalika, Adhishtatri Devi. Through her grace, through her blessing, Vishnu could able to do this. That is how at the first chapter. In the second chapter, as you know, Mahishasura Vada, again this Asurik Shakti, this battle, you know, is nothing but the representation of, in our mind, you know, the divine qualities and the asuric, demonic qualities. The fighting between these two, you know. So here Mahishasura became so powerful, he actually drove out Indra, Varuna, Agni and everyone, got hold of heavens, got hold of all the great heavenly region, and he became all in all. The devatas went to Vishnu because he is Palanakarta. He is the one who looks after the entire universe. That is the work given by mother to them. Three people, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. Actually they were given the power through mother to look, one to create, another to sustain, and Rudra is to absorb the whole creation once again back. So they went to Vishnu and Rudra to express their sufferings, sorrows and sufferings. So then you see what happened? Vishnu, when he heard their tale, you know, he became so angry. What is this? It has happened. The tejas from him, the shakti of Vishnu, the light from his body, you know, came out. The tejas, the light, the power. Like that, you know, from Rudra, from Brahma, from all the devatas. All these shakti, you know, together, they combine together. And what happened ultimately? It took a form of a woman. That is Mahalakshmi. Why it is so significant, you know? Remember, the woman is Shakti Swarupini. We think we are abala, we can do nothing. Oh, after all, I am only a woman. No, no, you are Shakti Swarupini. That is what our Chandi, our Saptashati actually explained to us, declared to us. Mahalakshmi, you know, she is actually the combined power of all the Deva Shakti. Combined efforts of all the Deva Shakti. You know, later, when Mahishasura, after the killing of Mahishasura, there is not much time, so I'm going to the prayer, you know, which they uttered after the death of Mahishasura. So he says there, Nishesha Deva Gana Shakti Samuha Murtya. All together, all the divine Shakti together is Mother. So whenever we are in difficulty, whenever we are attacked with the demonic qualities, take refuge at the holy feet of Mother, because she is the combination, the united combination of all the divine qualities. Through her blessings, your demonic qualities will run away. They have to. They are killed and destroyed by the divine qualities of Mother. So after they are defeated, Devatas praise her, you know, that is called as Mahishahantri Stotra. It is in the fourth chapter of Chandi. Devya yaya tatamidam jagadatma shaktya nishesha deva gana shakti samuha murtya tam ambikam akila deva maharshi pujyam bhaktya natasma vidadatu shubhanisanaha. Beautiful stotra, you know. There are 34 shlokas here. Beautiful in every way, not only in literary point of view, I'm telling, Devi prasida parama bhavati bhavaya sadyo vinashayati kopavati kulani. Be gracious, be propitious towards us. And they praised Mother, and again they say, please protect us. Protect us through your shula. Protect us through your khadga. Protect us through your ghanta and others. So, because you are the one and the only source of protection for all of us. When they praised her in such a way, she became very highly pleased and asked them, come on, if you want any boon from me, I am ready to give you. But what did the devatas ask as boon? Ma, Mother, you have removed our demon Mahishasura. There is no more need of any boons. But we pray to you, whenever we are put into difficulties and calamities, whenever we pray for you, please come and help us. Not only us, whoever recites these mantras, whoever recites these slokas, praise for you, as we have recited, please look after them, bless them, help them, remove all their difficulties. And he says, you see, yascha martya stavai devistvam utkrishya amalanane tasya vittar divi vibhava vaida dharadi sampadam uriddaye. So whoever recites these stotras, please bless them also. She said, tathastu, be it so. So this is the second. Here you see Mahalakshmi. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, you know, that is Vishwarupa of Sri Krishna. There he says so many things. Here also you see all the divine qualities together, Mahalakshmi. And we come to the last one, Uttama Charitra. The presiding deity is Mahasaraswati. How actually it happened, you know, there are two stotras in the Uttama Charitra, you know. Because once again there was, in our life you see, again and again divine qualities and demonic qualities are always fighting. So here, this time, Shumbha and Nishumbha, these two big demons, they have conquered everything, all the heavens and everything, driven out all the devatas. So they remembering mother, they came to the Himalayas and they began to pray to mother, because they have asked mother, you know, whenever we actually fall into trouble, you must come and help us. This stotra, beautiful stotra in Panchamodhyaya, you know, that it is called as Devi Sukta. There is another name, Vishnu Maya Stava. Namo Devyai Mahadevyai Shivayai Satatam Namaha Namaprakritai Bhadrayai Niyata Pranatasmatam. Beautiful stotra, you know. So here, Yadevi Sarvabhuteshu Vishnu Mayeti Shabdita Namastasyai 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 Namon Namaha. Why salutations again and again and again? Because kaya, vacha, manasa. When we salute, you know, it must be complete. The whole personality actually bowing down most humbly with all humiliation before the mother. Kaya, vacha, you are telling namastase, namastase, and then mentally also offering yourself entirely at her feet. Not only throwing your body at her feet, but offering yourself completely. That is why three times namastas. Namastase, 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 namo nama. Salutations, salutations, salutations again and again. And then, how did mother appear? You all have read Devi Mahatma, I know it. She appeared in the form of a little girl, putting a little towel on her shoulders, you know, she is going to take bath in the Ganges. While going, you know, she looked at these devatas praying. Whom they are praying here? It is from her own body, you know. A big, powerful light came out and she took the form of Kaushiki Devi. So she said, it is for me, they are all praying. And then you see that beautiful lady sat on the peaks of the Himalayas. And then Shumbha, Nishumbha, some duta of Shumbha, Nishumbha was going, passing through that road and saw this beautiful lady and they went and reported immediately to Shumbha. See, she is Sri Ratna. She is the best, the jewel among the women. You have kept all the jewels of the great of this world, isn't it? All the ratnas. Kalpa Vriksha of Devendra, Gajaratna, Hayaratna, all ratnas are in your treasure. Why not this Sri Ratna should be outside? You must bring her also here. Such beautiful lady. And tempted Shumbha, you know, sent his duta. Sugriva was his name. He came and said, Devi, Shumbha or his brother Nishumbha, you can marry anyone. They have sent word with me. Come on. What was the answer of mother? It is very, very beautiful, so I am narrating. Mother says, yes, really, what you are telling is really the truth. He is sovereign, the emperor of the three worlds. Who doesn't know? Who doesn't want to marry a person, an emperor like this? Everybody wants it, definitely. What you are telling is really truth. Satyamuktam. Nan amrita, anritam, she says. But, do you know what I have done? Foolishly, you know, when I am very young, I have taken a oath. He who comes and fights with me and defeats me, he only will be my husband. So go and tell your master. He can do it in no time. The Duta says, what are you talking? In the entire 3 worlds, nobody could stand, even stand. Such big devatas. In the entire 3 worlds, nobody can stand before. And you, a woman, talking like this. Don't do, my dear, like this. Otherwise, they will come and drag you, pulling your hair. Don't go like that. Dishonored. Please, listen to me. She says, what to do, what you are talking is really true, but I've taken an oath, I can't break it, you know. So imagine what Shumbha and Nishumbha felt when they heard it. And you are the other story, you know, they came, fought. One after another, all of them, Shumbha, Nishumbha, Raktabija, and who, everybody came, and they all were killed by mother. When Dhumra Lochana, the first commander, came, mother just gave a hunkar. She said, and immediately Dhumra Lochana was burned to ashes. That is the power, you know. That is the power, Daivi Shakti. So the more you grow in Daivi Shakti, the demonic qualities will disappear, you know. So you are entering the Devi Paksha. Remember that. The more you think of mother, the more you cultivate your Daivi Shakti and divine qualities, the more you grow, the more you will go nearer and nearer to the mother. And you'll be really a daughter of mother, you know. That is the most important thing we should do during this Devi Paksha, isn't it? And finally, when Shumbha, at last when he came to fight, you know, he saw Devi has got so many companions with her. All of them came? Because Raktabija, you know, when a drop of blood used to bring another Raktabija with so many weapons and everything. So Devi, the world became full of Raktabijas only. So what did Devi do? She brought out all the divine separate qualities, you know, in different forms. Indrani, Brahmani, Rudrani, like that, all the Daivi qualities in different forms, they came and they began to fight. So when Shumbha saw, he became so angry. And you see, what did he say? Nishumbham nihatam drishtva, bhrataram prana samanvitam, hanyamanam balam chaiva shumbha krodo abravit. Balapale dushte tvam ma durge garva mavaha. Anyastam balamashitte yuddhase chati manini. Hey, you are becoming so proud. Actually, you are hiring so many people. You have hired so many. With the hired people, you want to show that you have conquered all my army. You said you alone will fight with me. Then mother laughed. She said, I am always Aka, only one. Ekai vaham jagat tatra diti Aka mamapara. I am always alone, I am one and the only reality behind this entire universe. See, they are all my own power, my own Shakti. And immediately he saw all of them gradually merge within us. Then you know what happened. Ultimately, he fought with all his vigor, but ultimately he was defeated. And the last beautiful stotra, you know, Narayani stuti. Devi prapannarti hare prasida prasida vatar jagato kilasya prasida vishveshwari pahi vishwam tvamishwari devi characharasya. Be gracious, be propitious, O Devi. Mahadevi, be kind and compassionate towards us. Like that, they again actually recited a beautiful stotra, and that is the last one. And then she again wanted to give a boon, and the devas, they said that is the same answer they said, but they said, varadaham suragana varamyam manasetuta tan shrunudvam prayachami jagatam upakarakam sarva bada prashanam trailokya sakileshwari evameva tvaya karyam asmade arinashinam. So again they asked only for that. You be gracious towards us, propitious towards, not only us, to all who pray to you. Bless them all the people, all the people you know who are trying to create trouble, trying to create the Ashubha Shakti. You destroy them and bring immense blessing to this universe. So, on the opening of this Devi Paksha, we all have assembled here at the holy feet of Mother. May she bless us all. Let us all pray for the Shubha Shakti. May everybody actually be filled with Shubha Shakti, bring peace, bring blessings, bring all that is good to the world. May the entire universe be peaceful, prosperous and happy. May Mother bless us all is my earnest prayers at her holy feet.